Morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Stephanie Owen, the interim CEO with the NWFA, the National Wood Flooring Association. Stephanie, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
You've taken this interim CEO role as Michael Martin surprised us and left the organization, and your show is this week in Charlotte. That's why I wanted to talk to you. A little background on you. You focused your career on education. You're a teacher. You've been with the NWFA for 10 years, focused on this whole education area, and now you're the interim CEO. Why don't you tell us first, how's the wood business doing?
Well, it's challenging just based on, you know, current administration, the tariffs, stock market fluctuations. It's been a challenging time to predict. You know, we represent the whole supply chains all across, you know, international. So it's been difficult to predict where things are going. I think you've had a couple of great interviews with Santo in terms of where he thinks things are going. You know, we continue to battle against wood lookalike products, LVT, SBC, WPC in those places. But it'll be interesting to see if that pendulum swings back. You know, I think those products have been in the home long enough that they're starting to see replacements, and homeowners aren't particularly in love with those products. So we hope to see that shift back to wood as they look at replacement options.
You know, it's a head scratcher. People want a floor that lasts a lifetime, and they want to invest in a floor that will raise the value of their real estate. And you have the solution. So hopefully nature will win out in the end. Potentially some of these changes with the focus on trade, you know, will bring some attention back to American-made products. So let's talk about the show this week. Tell us a few of the highlights of what people should not miss.
So Charlotte's always a great location for us, just being on the East Coast. We're looking to be more in line with pre-pandemic numbers in terms of registration and exhibitor participation as well. This is our 40th anniversary for NWFA, so there's a lot that we're doing this week to focus on the history, how far we've come, and also the future of the organization and how our members have impacted that through time. So we're really excited about kind of focusing on and showcasing our members this week. So you'll see a lot of that focus in the opening session through different awards and of course, Wood Floor of the Year, Hall of Fame inductions, and then other videos and montages that you're going to see that really focus back on our members and how to come alongside of them over these last 40 years to support them. We've also got some new initiatives this year. On Tuesday, we've got a sales advisor course. That's the pre-expo symposium that will be alongside our typical expo symposium. So we're offering that for individuals that are interested in being a certified sales advisor, which for us is more of a wood product knowledge type of certification, not necessarily sales focused. We also have our emerging leaders session on Thursday morning, where they're actually going to get a special subset of education from a consultant, Nicole Ersch, that will be talking on networking and how they kind of live in that space and elevate themselves professionally using networking. That's for our under 40 crowd. And then we're partnering this year with the Wi-Fi group for our women's breakfast on Wednesday. So that's a little bit of a different spin that we've done in the last couple of years. Really excited about the trade show floor in general. There's 40 new exhibitors. We've got the show floor packed with exhibitors. And like I said, registration is very vibrant at this moment. Now, those are just high level.
Let me run the listeners through it. This show starts on Tuesday in Charlotte, downtown at the convention center. The actually opening session, kind of a celebration of the 40th anniversary, starts at 4:30. You go straight through introductions, talking about the market, talking about the award-winning installations and giving away awards. And then you have the reception that night from 6 to 7:30. The trade show opens the next morning at 10:30 and runs till 5. That's Wednesday. And then Thursday, you open again the trade show at 10:30 and it runs till 3. You've got things going on during the show. If you get to the Charlotte area early, there's a pre-education session.
Yes, correct. And each day before the trade show opens, we offer education in the morning. We've got 4 concurrent sessions and an opportunity to get 2 sessions during the morning before you get on the trade show floor. Of course, exhibitor demos on the trade show floor. As always, happy hour. We got a generous donation from Horizon Forest Products, Hallmark Flooring, and Norton St. Cobain. They donated a SunTracker buggy boat that will be on the trade show floor that we will be selling raffle tickets for, and all those proceeds go to the NWFA Education Research Foundation and the Flooring Futures Initiative. So that's something that's exciting as well. So if you're on the trade show floor, go check out the boat. It will obviously be very hard to miss while you're walking around the trade show floor. But yeah, and then other activities, you know, we have the distributor and manufacturer reception on Wednesday evening, emerging leaders reception. So the number of opportunities to network and connect with our exhibitors and attendees alike.
You know, people who don't go to the show don't know, but there's a whole subset of craftsmen that really focus on the wood flooring business. And this is kind of their show. I mean, they all come and they're excited about the way they focus their careers. It's a neat show to come to. It's an annual show. Looking forward to being there and seeing you there. Let's talk real quickly. Your interim CEO, what's the process now for selecting Michael Martin's replacement?
Our board of directors and executive committee led by Steve Bratton has put together a selection committee. They'll be meeting this week to kind of talk about their timeline and process. I believe they'll begin sifting through resumes on May 1st.
Okay, Stephanie, well, look forward to seeing you on Tuesday. You've been talking to Stephanie Owen, the interim CEO of the NWFA, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.